Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday. Steve Miggs, you and I are car twins, kind of.
Yep, we both have Kia Sportages.
We're so cool.
And we are the coolest drivers in town.
What's up, Kia fam? So question for you. Have you ever had the super fun experience of having it yell at you if a door is slightly ajar?
Yes.
Why is it so aggressive?
I remember the first time it happened, I thought my car was about to explode. It is the most jarring sound. I don't know if any other car, but it's like, rah, rah, and it's like, these lights go off. It's totally unnerving.
It's blinking red.
Yes.
I literally thought, I'm like, the engine must be falling out of the bottom of the car right now. Like, what is happening? And then I couldn't figure out which door was ajar, so I'm racing around my car trying to figure out which door to close.
I think because the frustrating part is that it doesn't go off right away.
No!
So, like, if you're backing out of your driveway, it's fine. No sound, no sound. Mm. And then once you start going at, maybe more than 5 miles per hour.
Yep.
It just starts, same with, I think it's a, is it the gas tank cap? If that is open also.
See, I haven't done that one yet. I might have to try it just for funsies.
But the door one really freaked me out because I couldn't figure out what was wrong at first.
No.
And then I realized, oh, my daughter didn't slam the door shut.
And guess, awesome. Guess which door it was?
The back door.
Barrett's door.
Yep,
of course.
That stupid kid.
God damn it. Honestly, though, that woke me up better than any amount of caffeine possibly could have.
For real.
Yes. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And God, I might be crazy to think this, but I'm pretty sure if memory serves me correct, today's a very special day for Danny's daughter. The sweet 11-year-old that is Lily.
Yes.
Today is National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Oh, yeah. She loves shrimp scampi.
I didn't know if I was crazy. I'm like, what a random thing to remember about your daughter. But I was like, I believe she's a shrimp scampi enthusiast.
That's the only thing she orders when she goes to Olive Garden, the shrimp scampi pasta.
No salad, no bread?
No, of course she eats those things. Yeah, but yeah, come on, that's like crazy, Steve. But that's like the only thing she wants.
And didn't you attempt to do like a copycat recipe and you just disappointed her to no extent?
Yes, but that
emphasis
was
on attempt.
Epic fail, Dan.
You know what? It was amazing pasta. She just saw me put lemon in it, and she was 7 years old at the time, and she was picky, and now she thinks it's the best, okay? So you know what? I don't want to hear it.
Well, speaking of picky eaters, was it Sunday? We went, after the Walk MS, we all went to get lunch at a great Mexican food place. It was Pablo y Pablo, and Tatum got some kind of a veggie scramble because it was brunch time, and correct me if I'm wrong, did your son not have a meltdown because she was eating food that he didn't like?
We were all eating food that he does not like. So then he's like, I'm not sitting here anymore. I'm going to go run around in the corridor next door.
Common area, yeah.
Yeah, he's such a freak. If somebody's eating something that he doesn't like, or if the smell is upsetting to him, he will just bail.
That blew my mind, because, I mean, Tatum's picky about certain things where it's just like, really, you're not going to eat that? But it's just for her specific food.
Right?
Sure.
It wasn't his specific food. He was upset with what everyone else was getting.
He didn't like what mom and dad had. He didn't like what the grandparents had. He didn't like what my sister had. He didn't like what Tatum had.
It was really awkward when he stood on the table and said, everybody must eat mac and cheese. Like, dude, this is a Mexican food place. They don't have mac and cheese.
I came prepared, though. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in his bag ready to go.
Instead of mac and cheese, they have mac and queso. Hey, how about your Seattle Mariners? They're back at it tonight. Your first place Seattle Mariners taking on the Angels. That's going to be happening at T-Mobile Park. But for the second straight week, a Seattle Mariners player was named the American League Player of the Week. Last week it was Dylan Moore. This week it's the guy that we've talked about a bunch, even when we had Gary Hill Jr. on, that we've all been excited about that. Hey, maybe that knee injury was bad last year, and he's actually a better player than he showed last season. And it seems to be the case, because Jorge Polanco has been having an awesome start to the season, and now he's been named the American League Player of the Week.
Let's go, Mariners. This is our year.
Doesn't hurt when he's batting .471 for the week with four home runs. So that's pretty freaking awesome.
Seattle's historic Virginia Inn was supposed to close this past Sunday after 120 years of operation because the lease was being terminated, but we just learned that it's actually going to remain open thanks to this last-minute eviction reprieve from the Pike Place Market Preservation and Development Authority.
So is this like a permanent thing, or is this like this is just kind of holding off for a little bit?
Like maybe a Band-Aid on the wound? I'm not exactly sure, but right now they're just focused on finding a path forward. Operations are back to normal, but I have seen that people are upset because they took the sign down already. Yes. So they're like, get the sign back up, yo.
I think it's just crazy that for once a social media campaign worked.
I love that so much.
Honestly, when they were like, hey, write these people, tweet at these people, do X, Y, and Z, I'm like, it's not gonna help. I mean, I get it. You're trying whatever you can. I mean, that was the pessimist in me, but this just showed that I shouldn't be pessimistic about that. That was awesome.
They do have one of the best Caesar salads in the city.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Let's go on a field trip.
I mean, now we can.
Yes, we can.
All right, let's stop the show right now and let's head on over to the Virginia Inn. Thanks to the texter that just texted us about this. Someone just texted in and said, hey, northbound, I-5 northbound closed in Tacoma due to a semi-truck fire. Ooh. And then they followed it up a minute later saying, actually, both directions are closed. And I went to the Washington State Department of Transportation on X, and it said, yep, firefighters are at work following a major collision, which has closed both directions of I-5 in Tacoma. So
back roads.
Stay home.
Yeah, just don't leave.
Just stay home. And also in the world of sports, the Seattle Seahawks, they just exercised the fifth-year option on left tackle Charles Cross, which guarantees him he's getting paid $17.56 million for the 2026 season. He's been great with the team.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Honestly, in a spot where it seems like they've had their issues with offensive line, he's been a bright spot. And now you got that new guy with the Bush Light drinking, Gray Zabel. Put those two together, a couple other guys, we might actually have a pretty decent offensive line this year.
A recipe for success.
And it's nice to see that they're spending some money on it.
The Washington Nationals hosted Pups in the Park night.
I thought this was like some kind of like a joke internet meme.
It's like, whose idea was this? They had post-game fireworks. They typically have these events separate for obvious reasons.
Because dogs don't like fireworks, in case you're not following the bouncing ball.
So they gave fans this 20-minute window to get their dogs out of the stadium before starting the fireworks, but several dogs were still not completely out of the area. They were completely terrified. It did not go well, and folks are a little frustrated.
But what was the point of that? If all the nights you can do bark at the park one night and then the fireworks another night, that doesn't...
The 20-minute window was not going to save these poor dogs from being scared.
I still love, I can't remember which team did it, where they were ringing a doorbell during the bark at the park just to make all the dogs freak out. During, I would do that anytime I got one of the opposing teams are at bat.
Oh, that's just to mess with them,
right?
I love it.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 57 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The internet is currently losing its mind because Uncle Jesse was playing drums with an iconic rock band. And no, it's not the Beach Boys. It's much heavier than that. You're going to hear what happened at 6:20. If you have never seen the YouTube series Drumeo. You should absolutely check it out because what they do is they take very popular drummers and they ask them to play drums to a popular song that they've never heard before.
It's one of my favorite things to watch. They'll take like, you know, like a well-accomplished, well-known like metal drummer and then like have them play like a song that like a rock song or even like a Taylor Swift song. Not hearing the drums, just hearing everything but the drums and see what kind of drum parts they create, which makes you realize how important... Okay, I'm biased because I'm a drummer, important a drummer is to a freaking song. Because it can change it, like Chad Smith, when he did a certain song, it changes the vibe.
The Mike Portnoy Taylor Swift one was amazing.
Yes.
So John Stamos was part of the Drumeo family
Uncle
recently.
Jesse?
Uncle Jesse. And they had him try to play along with Papa Roach's Last Resort without ever having heard that song before.
First of all, John Stamos has got the coolest drum set because it looks like they went to his place as opposed to him going to their studios. It's like this red, white, and blue glitter. And like he's an accomplished drummer. He's played drums with the Beach Boys and with some other artists as well. Granted, he's not an accomplished metal drummer though.
Well, this is the setup of his segment.
We'll play you a song with the drums removed.
Okay.
And then you can come up with your own drum part. And then at the end, we'll play you the original version with the drums in. We'll tell you what it is, who played on it. Sound good?
I don't want anything like, you know, Rush or...
I won't give you any...
Because Rush sucks. That's
no! Right. It's because it's too hard for anyone.
Yes.
Rush or...
I won't give you any Prague or Meshuggah or anything.
What's Meshuggah?
Oh my God, he's such a sweet old man.
Although you say that, then you look at the video and he looks younger than all of us.
I mean, I think
how is that possible?
What is he, like early 60s? But he's a fine man.
He's like 60-ish going on 27. It's insane how good that dude looks.
This is some of the audio of him playing the song.
And again, like he does not know the drum part, so he's just playing along to the bass drum. I mean, to the bass guitar and vocals, and nothing else. I love that he actually turned it into like a more like high speed drum part. You would think the Beach Boys guy would tone it down a little
right?
bit.
I totally dig it.
No, you did a great job.
Well, then they unveiled to you, Uncle Jesse, who the band was.
And this will make all of us feel maybe a little old.
Woo! We got it, dude.
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
Okay, first of all.
Oh, no.
I never thought of Jacoby's voice sounding like Ozzy, but I can almost hear it.
Oh, God. That just...
That Ozzy Osbourne?
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
No, but good guess.
Oh, really?
The band, have you ever heard of Papa Roach?
I have, but I don't know the music.
Okay.
No.
The song.
Yeah, if you knew the music, you would know that freaking song.
Because that's the song.
I mean, if you're going to know any Papa Roach songs, it's that one.
The song is called Last Resort, and the drummer is Dave Buckner. The song is massive on YouTube. It has...
Is it new?
No, it's...
And you.
No, it's from 2003.
I wasn't born then yet. That's the thing.
It's got 246 million views on YouTube.
What is YouTube?
I love him.
Stamos is just sweating. Like, that song was like a full-on cardio workout for him. It was pretty freaking... It was awesome.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel like that the Papa Roach song... I mean, you joked and said new and new. I would put that as maybe the all-time great new metal song. Is that a Limp Bizkit?
I was just going to say, over Limp Bizkit, Rolling.
You know, but I mean, as far as staying power,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Papa Roach kind of went out of favor for a little bit. I never gave up on them, but some people did.
It also has one of probably the coolest intros in music in general.
Yeah, I feel like Papa Roach's Last Resort has never really gone away. Like, it's always been a song that, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people love. Hell, I mean, Danny, it's not even an emo song, but you play it at emo night at Numo's, which is, what, is this weekend?
Yes.
This Friday night.
This Friday, and it always hits hard. I mean, and there are, like, other new metal songs we can play, but I think that something about Papa Roach, and even, like, I would argue, like, Linkin Park, like, they both kind of just, like, teeter that line of, like, we all listen to that as emo kids, and so now it's, like, acceptable to get into. But that's the only one. You don't play anything else by Papa Roach. Like,
no.
You don't play Scars. It's just Last Resort.
That's funny how that is. It's just, that's the one.
So we are all obviously new metal appreciators.
Well, I was shocked because I went online to say that Papa Roach has got to be the number one new metal song of all time. And then I go online and it's not.
but it was by Spin Magazine, which is a pretty reputable music magazine. They put it at number two.
Oh, boy.
Not number one.
Well, I bet that someone listening right now is a nu metal aficionado. If you like your nu metal, call now because we want to put you to the test.
Nobody a bigger aficionado than Danny, who's wearing a red baseball cap backwards. Talk about great timing.
It's very dursty, for sure. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Are you a huge fan of nu metal? Call now so we can put you to the test. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana. If you ask Steve Miggs what the greatest nu metal song of all time is, he would say...
Papa Roach.
Well, according to Spin Magazine, that is not the number one nu metal song, Steve.
And we're not just randomly thinking about this, although this does sound like one of those shower thoughts that we would have. It's because John Stamos just played drums to Papa Roach. Uncle Jesse played drums to Papa Roach's Last Resort. And I was like, man, that has to be the greatest nu metal song of all time. But Spin said, no, it's number two.
What's number one?
Well, we'll have to find out.
Okay, deal. Let's put our rockaholics to the test and go track by track. What we're going to do is play one of the bands that made the list, go track by track. We start with the drums.
Yes.
We add in the other instruments as we go along, and then you call out what nu metal song, nu metal band you believe it is. We've got Justin on the phone. Justin, you're a nu metal fan. Who's your favorite nu metal band?
You know, I was going back and forth for a while. I was feeling like Mushroomhead, Slipknot, but I'm going to have to go with one of my all-time favorites, which is Linkin Park, even though, but it's more on the lines of I go back and constantly listen to Linkin Park compared to going back and listening to Mushroomhead.
And I know for sure Slipknot and Linkin Park were considered one of the top nu metal bands. And Linkin Park is definitely a band that started off that way and then kind of went down a different road. But I think they still deserve the nu metal nod.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with the one that they picked, Spin Magazine, as the number one nu metal song of all time. Are you ready, Justin?
I am ready.
All right, we're starting with the drums. We'll throw in some bass, guitar, and then the vocals. And hopefully you can figure it out before the vocals. Here we go. I'll give you a little bass.
Freak on a Leash?
Yes.
Holy cow, I was not there.
I thought for sure nobody would get that until that, like, that this guitar part pops in.
Oh, Korn is one of my all-time favorites, and it will always be. And that particular song, my buddy's dad played on these huge horn speakers and blasted it through the whole neighborhood. It was excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you could get a dog collar from Korn, part of their Freak on a Leash collection.
It's a very nice collection. They also have denim harnesses. It's very cool.
Okay, so that was number one.
Color me surprised. I did not get that one at all.
No.
You didn't? No. I thought, Danny, honestly, I thought once you heard the drums, you're going to be like, oh, I got it.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Just the guitar.
Are you ready for what was picked as the number four? Number three, number two was Papa Roach. Number three was the Deftones. I didn't think anybody was going to be able to figure that one out. But number four, I feel like, let's put it in Taryn Daly's hands.
Oh,
are you ready?
Here
okay, here we go. Start with the drums. All right, we'll throw a little bass.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Oh, it's Chop Suey.
Yes. I feel like Danny would know because I think you play this at Emo Night as well.
Every time. Mosh Pit always gets started to this one.
I love this music video, too. It's so dope.
Do you remember the first time you heard this song?
Yeah.
I'll never forget hearing it. I was working at the end, and they say, oh, brand new System of a Down. Because we were playing, like, Sugar, which was off of their first record. Like, brand new song. It's going to trip you out. I'm like, how so? And then I hear it. I was like, what the hell is this? And I don't think anybody had thought, like, how is this ever going to become a popular hit of a song? And sure as S, it did.
All these years later, making the list of Spin Magazine.
All right, one more. Number seven greatest new metal song of all time. Danny, it's on you. Are you ready?
Limp Bizkit, Nookie.
Oh!
Oh, Break Stuff. I was close.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that Nookie wasn't ahead of it. But you know what? I'm not arguing. I think Break Stuff is a way cooler song.
It's way more popular too.
That
but
has more staying power.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to break stuff. Not everybody wants to get laid.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat up Steve Migs this morning? He has a current record of 129 wins, 48 losses, and 33 ties in 2025. If you want to play, call 206-803-ROCK. The game Beat Migs happens at 6:50.